confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, we roll on. We were just speaking with Stephen Moore about the overall health of the economy, but I want to drill down a little bit further on this idea about the woke policies of the administration and their connection to the banking crisis. I was listening to Charlie Gasparino yesterday on my friend John Katsimatidis' radio broadcast, and he was saying that there may be as many as 12 to 15 more banks that are roughly the size of Silicon Valley that are headed towards the same outcome. What does that do to the overall economy? What does that do to the banking situation? Is that one of the reasons why the arrest of Donald Trump story has been rallied so big in the media? Because there's about to be a massive bunch of hurt on people in these medium-sized banks. Let's turn to Larry Behrens, who's the Western States Director for Power of the Future. Larry, thanks for being on with us. First of all, do you have any sense that what Charlie Gasparino said is true, that there may be a dozen or two dozen more banks that are very much on the edge, teetering towards a similar outcome of SVB?
Well, I can't really speak to the larger banking issue, but it does seem highly suspicious to me that there is, to your point, Kevin, a lot of news right now about President Trump. And all of a sudden, we've all stopped talking about the second largest banking failure in the history of our nation. It involved the 16th largest bank. And so it was really curious to me to see the president react to Silicon Valley and really to see how much we're not paying attention now to something that is pretty devastating in terms of not only the obviously the folks that have accounts there, but also looking at how is this a signal of something that is much, much bigger.
Well, from what I understand, this bank, SVB, for one, dedicated a lot of time and effort into the ESG agenda, trying to get green energy and trying to get, you know, LGBTQ and trans issues and all these other things kind of baked into their business model. Didn't work that well. But then you have the double whammy of a lot of these banks during the downturn in the economy just putting all of their funds into the government debt, which has not panned out in terms of. And so you have, if you have loss on return on your portfolios and people begin to realize it, they don't want to keep their money there anymore. And who can blame them? But it seems to me that at least at the SVB level, between the woke policies and the inability to follow the bouncing ball, the very last thing that anybody was worried about was what the consumer was actually going to have to be left holding.
Yeah, that's such a great point, Kevin. I mean, you know, it's interesting. I think we've all lived in states sometimes where there's a budget surplus and the state leaders, or sometimes it's happened at Washington, right? They'll send us a rebate. Here's $500. Here's $1,000 maybe if you have a family. But if you look at something like Silicon Valley Bank, where you have folks that are tied to it, Gavin Newsom, folks that worked on the Biden campaign, that, you know, Silicon Valley Bank, even just earlier this month, sponsored an exclusive getaway with a company run by Tom Steyer that used to employ John Podesta. And so you have to ask yourself, with all these names tied up into this bank, and the fact that Joe Biden apparently got up and went to work at 9 a.m., which is something by his own former press secretary's admission that he rarely does, that he would go to assure folks of this bank, but yet he has yet to set a foot in East Palestine, Ohio. And so what is happening to the families who are still paying a high inflation tax, still wondering about their own bank accounts and what's going to be happening with the economy, and taking a look at folks like Gavin Newsom getting a big fat bailout for their wineries? It is something that is really concerning as we look at, is this how the administration is going to handle these other, you know, banking issues that are going on?
I don't think that they should be the ones getting the payout. And I heard that the FDIC saw to it that the payouts for the large investors did get done. So you've got this verges on corrupt. It's not just incompetence. There's a certain degree of cronyism and corruption here that just stinks.
You're absolutely right. And you have to look at it through that lens that says, you know what, why so quickly reaction to this. I agree with your point completely. You know what? I have my money in a bank. Millions upon millions of Americans do. And if, you know, through decisions not made by those account holders that the bank goes down, then, you know, those account holders should have an opportunity to be reimbursed for that. But we're talking about major dollars here. And when I say the second biggest bank failure in the history of our country, that has, you know, real meaning. We're talking major dollars. And this is something that is hitting, it looks like at least, hitting other, you know, at least the attitudes in the market. And it was all kind of looked at as, you know what, should this bank have been investing in ESG? Was that a worthwhile investment? Was that mismanagement that needs to be looked at? But it seems that, you know what, we had the second largest bank failure in history. Yes, I'm going to keep saying it. And all of a sudden now we're talking about something else. It seems like Washington is really happy that we're not paying close attention to this.
No, I can't agree with you more. Larry Behrens of Power of the Future, thank you for being with us.
Kevin, thanks so much, man. Have a great day.
You got it. You too. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Shelley Goldberg's going to help our parenting skills next.